Our own Sam Panayotovich is in Las Vegas, Nevada. Sam, how are you?
A little shaken up, and I haven't slept, but I always have time for Bill and Wendy. You know
Thank
that.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. Waking up to the news on all the alerts on my phone and then watching the videos, I can't even imagine the terror in these people's minds as they're trying to scramble to take cover.
Right, and that's sort of where my perception of the whole event started. We were coming back from dinner. I landed in Vegas last night about 5 o'clock. My brother's here. We got a lot of friends here, family here. My brother was driving the car that I was in. We were headed toward the strip on Flamingo Road, and all of a sudden all these barricades started, and they were shooing cars away from the strip. Then you roll the windows down, and you hear all the sirens, and you see the red, white, and blue lights flashing, and you're wondering, okay, what's going on? Comes to be known that there is a live shooter in Mandalay Bay firing an assault rifle, multiple assault rifles, I should say, like 8 to 10 rifles down at this country concert. So all the people that are at the concert start fleeing away from Mandalay Bay, and we're seeing droves of people running, whizzing by, weaving through cars and trying to get away from there. And then all the taxis and party buses and Ubers that are gridlocked with us on the strip and Flamingo Road, people start getting out of these transportation vehicles, and they start running. They're booking everywhere. They're running down expressway ramps just trying to get away because I think word got out. People were listening to the car radios and figuring all this out on the fly. And I was in the heat of the pandemonium and all the euphoria and everybody just trying to get the hell out of the way. It was a very surreal scene.
Even under the best circumstances, Sam, and I know you've been there before, so you know this, that area is so traffic-laden. It's so filled with cars and it almost impossible to get anywhere on a good day. So I can't even imagine what it must have been like last night.
Well, and moreover on that point, Bill, around midnight local time, I think the more surreal part was the fact that the Las Vegas Strip was empty. There was nobody on the strip. It was barricaded off. And we got back to our hotel. We're actually about 3 or 4 minutes away, like I said, driving back from dinner. It took 30 minutes to detour around Vegas and get back inside. Nobody gambling. Nobody eating dinner. Nobody drinking. The bars, restaurants, all on lockdown. And the valet people were pulled off their posts. Cops were in the lobbies kind of shooing everybody up to their rooms. If you weren't in the hotel, that's fine. Come in, go into the basement. Just get out of the public eyesight. Because remember, initially, the reports were there were multiple shooters
sure.
at multiple locations. We heard a bomb threat at the Luxor. We heard shootings at Tropicana and New York, New York. We didn't know. The initial reports were that this was a synchronized terror attack. It's still a terror attack, however you want to play it, but we didn't know what was going on, and the uncertainty was the scariest part about it.
So that decision, Sam, to close down the casinos, that was made by the hotels, the casinos themselves, right? That wasn't just people who lost their appetite for food and for gambling. That was the hotels saying it's in our best interest to keep everybody out of here, huh?
People that were at the bars were told to leave the bars and go to their rooms, and they were warning people all throughout the lobby, clear the lobby, do not be in the public eye, just get as far away from public eye as you can because we don't know where these people are. We don't know what's next, but just get to safety, lock your doors, latch them, get away from the windows. They were on full-on lockdown.
I had some friends that were in Vegas, and I know a lot of people listening have friends there as well. A lot of people took to Facebook to say they were okay. My friends Katie and Jim said that they were safe in the basement of the Luxor, and the entire Vegas Strip was on lockdown. There is a number to call if you have not heard from your loved ones that were in Vegas last night. You can call 1-866-535-5654. I'll do that again. 866-535-5654, because I can't imagine how you're feeling right now if you've not been able to locate a loved one who is visiting Vegas. What's next? What's next for you? Are you scared to be in Vegas?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a little bit of work, a little bit of play. I'm going to turn the TV off when I'm done with you guys because I can't watch this 50 people dead, 400 injured squirrel anymore. It's been on all morning, and it's sickening to me. And you don't really understand. You know when you're in the middle of something and you don't really have the time to comprehend what's going on? I had no idea that this was the largest shooting in U.S. history. You know, I've been on the phone all morning with TV and radio stations and just telling them what I've seen. But when I actually get a chance to step back and actually read about what happened and take a gander at exactly all that has unfolded, it's mind-blowing, honestly, but it's not going to change my trip. I'll be here through Wednesday. I'm not going to leave early. I don't think lightning's going to strike twice, as much as I hate to admit that, but I'm going to go on with the trip, and maybe I'll just have to look over my shoulder everywhere I go.
Sam, I'm sure you've seen the footage. They've been rerunning it everywhere on television and online. The shooting goes on for what they say is approximately 4.5 minutes, and you see people in the very beginning not reacting at all. Several people said they thought it was fireworks going off, but it's just horrendous to know that something so awful is happening, and people didn't know how to react. They didn't know exactly where the shots were coming from, and even when they were scrambling, you saw the people just trying to make a snap decision because they didn't know if they were running into the line of fire or away from the line of fire.
I can't even imagine that, what was going through their minds. I would have thought fireworks. You don't think for a minute it's gunfire.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like fireworks. It sounds like fireworks until you look around and you see blood and guts spilled all over the park. I mean, you're totally right. I mean, the real conversation to have here is, how did some deranged individual get 8 or 10 rifles into a hotel room with 20 fully stocked magazines? Or, I'm sorry, 200 was the report on drugs. 200 fully stocked magazines, 8 to 10 rifles, just picking people off. I mean, how does this happen? How is it possible that somebody can get their arms on that many weapons of mass destruction like that? It's incredible to me, and I don't have an answer for it. I wish I did.
And Las Vegas, more than any other city I've ever been to, has security cameras everywhere. There's not a square inch of Las Vegas that isn't covered by at least one or two security cameras. So it's shocking that some guy was able to get that up into his hotel room, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And now the cry here from a lot of the people in Vegas is, come out and donate blood. They need blood. There are 6 banks locally here in Vegas. They're asking people, if you're still around, if you're willing, come and donate blood. That's sort of the marching cry right now. They're trying to get blood because these hospitals built in Vegas are just packed with people. And, you know, this is something that started a little after 11 o'clock p.m. local time. It hasn't even been 12 hours. So people are still being, you know, accounted for. People are calling about their loved ones, and the hospitals have been pretty hectic. But it's certainly a whirlwind ride, and it's not one that I expected to have here. It's a sad scene.
And this is where people can come together. Think about over 400 people injured, 50-plus dead. If you can give blood, I'm sure you're not listening to us right now, but I feel in our hearts we all know we can help people. Again, that number to call if you have been unable to locate a loved one that was in Vegas, 1-866-535-5654, 866-535-5654.
Sam, try to get some sleep. We appreciate you spending some time with us and explaining what's going on there in Las Vegas.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Sam. Sam Panayotovich in Las Vegas right now for last night. As you heard, the most deadly shooting in U.S. history. Hard to believe. Mass shooting in U.S. history.